Has one of my father's pranks turned your brains to porridge?
Arcturus Rigel Black clapped a hand over his cousin's mouth while glancing about the musty hallway anxiously.
You can't just say things like that in the open, Harry. Don't you know what your mum would do to us if she heard?
Harriet Potter allowed herself to be pulled down the hall, up the narrow staircase and into Archie's bedroom, quite used to her cousin's dramatics. Her mother was safely out of earshot in the parlor with her friends and uncles. And it wasn't as if the decapitated heads of house elves past were going to rat them out, but when Archie wanted drama, drama was created. She waited patiently while Archie dragged the chest of drawers over to barricade the door and settled for a very small eye roll when he stuffed his handkerchief in the keyhole for good measure.
Now? Okay, now.
He plopped down on the bed as if the last 5 minutes had exhausted him beyond endurance and stared at her through his untidy fringe.
Please, please, please tell me you aren't joking.
She took in his pathetically hopeful expression with a small smile.
I wasn't. I convinced Mum and Dad that I want to attend the American Institute of Magic.
Not that it had been a hard sell. There were only so many foreign schools of magic, and those that took half-bloods and muggle-borns readily were almost exclusively located in the liberal United States. The fact that she was showing any amount of enthusiasm for a school other than Hogwarts was a great relief to her parents at this point.
I can't believe it.
Archie flopped back onto the covers and blinked at the ceiling like an owl dazed by the sun.
It's happening. I'm only going to be a healer. Harry, I...
He took a deep, steadying breath.
I don't know how I'll ever thank you.
Harry reached out to pat her cousin gently on the hand.
You're helping me just as much, remember? Without you taking my place at AIM, I couldn't take yours at Hogwarts.
Right, guess not. Archie laughed a bit breathlessly, and a grin lit up his round face with mischief.
So what's next?
Harriet pulled out a well-worn piece of parchment from her pocket. She took a quill and ink from Archie's nightstand and crossed off lie through teeth to parents from their list. Archie had written the list, which explained why Jump for Joy was the only item apart from Become a Girl that wasn't crossed off.
Well, she said, we can't switch trunks until the night before we leave, so other than getting hold of the Polyjuice potion, that's it.
Okay, Archie said slowly. So when I get to AIM, I'll tell the headmistress that whoever transcribed the forms of a flu messed up, and my name's Harry, not Harriet, they won't know the English Book of Gold well enough in America to think anything of it.
Right. What I'll get is how you...
Here Archie pointed skeptically in the general direction of her face.
I'm going to be me.
Because you're so unique, Harry said dryly. Everyone knows of the Black Heir, but you don't really have any friends.
Oi! Besides me?
And I inherited enough pure-blooded features from my dad to pass even Lord Malfoy's scrutiny, she finished, tilting her nose up to emphasize the aforementioned good breeding. Archie narrowed his eyes in mock judgment.
Yes, this one does have the pure-blood nose and cheekbones. The eyes are a bit vulgar. If only they were a stately grey rather than that common green hue. But the perfectly pointed chin more than makes up for it. But the hair! Oh, dear Merlin, never did a pure-blood see the like.
Harry tossed a pillow lazily at his snobby expression.
Our hair is the same colour. Black is your family name.
It's not the colour that's the problem, he chuckled. It's the texture. The Pottermop is quite distinctive.
It's not that bad, Harry said,
scowling defensively as her cousin gave an expression of patent disbelief. Archie shook his head ruefully.
Sorry, cuz, but anyone in England who sees that hair will right away associate it with your father. His picture's in the paper too often. The hair has to go if you want to pass as me.
But you have long hair, she frowned, fingering a shoulder-length lock. It'll seem odd if you suddenly wear it short.
We'll make a grand gesture. Tomorrow you and I are both cutting our hair in honor of the end of our childhood. With luck, it'll make you look like a girlish boy and me like a boyish girl,
Archie said. She noted he didn't sound enthusiastic at the prospect. Harry grimaced herself, just imagining the look on her mother's face when they came back from the salon. There was nothing for it, though. They had to look as alike as possible if this plan of theirs was going to last beyond the first term. Once their ruse got underway, a few inches of hair was going to seem like nothing, compared to some of the other things they'd have to do. The next day, she and Archie went to one of the Diagon barber shops and said goodbye to their long, and in Harry's case, unruly hair. Before she knew it, the wayward crow's nest her father always tousled when she came near was gone. In its place were close-cropped locks that curled gently around her forehead and ears.
I look too delicate with my face all exposed, Harriet frowned while squinting at herself in the mirror. They'll know I'm a girl.
They won't, Archie assured her. admiring his own shorter style. She had to admit that, put next to one another, there was a remarkable similarity between the two of them, not enough for their parents to mistake them, but enough to put doubt into a stranger, perhaps. Pure-blooded children generally have delicate features anyway. You only think you look exposed because you're used to that lion's mane overwhelming your features. He reached over from the chair next to her and plucked the glasses from her face. There, don't we look like twins?
I can't see anything without my glasses, she said, rolling blurry eyes.
Archie grinned.
That's going to be a problem. We need to get you contacts. I'm thinking steel-colored or maybe argent.
He peered at himself in the mirror thoughtfully.
What do you think? Do I look like an argent to you?
You look like an idiot to me, Harry informed him.
Well, you better practice your village idiot expressions then, Archie laughed, seeing as you have to be me in a few days.
Maybe I'll improve you, Harry said, smiling. By the time you're yourself again, I've set the bar so high people will say, what happened to that Archie Black? He was so collected in school, and now he seems rather buffoonish.
Careful, cousin, or I might do something novel to your reputation too, Archie threatened with an answering grin.
Do your worst, Harry shrugged. I'll just assume your identity permanently.
Archie grimaced. Can we make every effort not to have that happen? No offense to womankind, but I don't want to be a girl forever.
You're not actually going to be a girl, she reminded him. I'm the one who has to lie about my gender for 7 years.
They both lapsed into a thoughtful silence, the full scope of their intentions beginning to creep past their mental defenses.
It'll be worth it, Archie said at last, just before the hairdresser returned with their bill.
It will, she agreed. It would have to be.